Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more r/relationships. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from AshBX, and it does follow with an update. Who asks? I, female 20, broke up with a guy, 24. And he's been asking me to send him back the money he spent on our dates. Should I? So, I was dating this guy for about 4 months. We weren't official, and I ended up breaking things off because I realized I actually like women and not men. I told him this and apologized for hurting him and wasting his time. I explained that it was never my intention, and I genuinely thought I was bi when we first started seeing each other. When we first spoke about it, he told me he would be okay with it if I realized I wanted to date women and ended it with him, saying he would be hurt but that in life you need to be selfish and I needed to do what made me happy. So I ended it a day later, saying that I wasn't 100% sure I didn't like men at all. I didn't want to lead him on and keep him in the loop just so I could have a safety net or eventually realize that I was gay and hurt him even more down the line. Again, I apologized a lot, mentioned that I was glad I met him and would like to be friends eventually if he ever felt like it. But then he said that even though he will miss me and wishes me the best, I wasted his time and money and that he wants me to send £300 as it's only fair to him since it was all for nothing. I'm not going to lie, I was a bit taken aback by that. We had arguments multiple times throughout the relationship about him throwing it back in my face, that he pays for things. We would argue about unrelated things and the money issue would get mentioned. I said he didn't pay for things out of kindness, but because he wanted to hold it against me. I said on multiple occasions that I didn't want him to pay for any of the dates at all, if he was going to keep throwing it back at me. I do feel as though I wasted his time, but it really wasn't my intention, and I wasn't aware until recently that I was not interested in men, but I feel like it's a bit unreasonable to ask me to send him money for times we both spent together and meals we both ate. Not to mention, I'm a student with no income other than my monthly £200 allowance and student loan that gets entirely spent on my rent. I have savings, but it's inheritance from my mother's death, and it's in a locked account, so I would have to close the account to access it. He has a job, but he's not in the best financial position right now, and so I kind of do understand why he would want me to refund his money, but I told him many times that I didn't want him to pay for anything if he couldn't afford it, but he insisted and said he wanted to. At one point in an argument, I said I no longer wanted a penny from him and sent him £300 because I wasn't going to have someone act like I was a gold digger. Admittedly, a silly move because it was my rent money. And he said we would be done if that was the case and sent the money back because he didn't want it. So I'm a bit confused as to why he would expect me to refund him money he spent when people break up all the time over smaller reasons. Edit. I'm a bit worried of his reaction if I don't send it. I'm in the closet about my sexuality and I don't really want people to find out. First of all, definitely do not send in that money. Bloody cheeky so-and-so asking for a refund. Can you get the audacity of this person? And I wouldn't be worried about, you know, his reaction if you wasn't to send it. You said you're closet about your sexuality, which, and while I understand, you know, all of that, but if that was the case, he'd be blackmailing you. And with this sort of person, I would just cut all communication lines instantly with him on social media, phone, everywhere. Just completely cut that person out of your life, because what would be the alternative to that? Paying him, which is just insane in itself. So absolute, I was going to say not the arsehole, but again, wrong subreddit. But Sulky Carrot says, do not refund him. That's absolutely absurd of him to ask. To which Opie replies saying, "I'm a bit worried about his reaction. I'm currently in the closet about my sexuality and I don't really want him telling people. He hasn't said he will, and I don't think he will, but I'm anxious." Ellie AK says, "If that were the case, then every single relationship that didn't end in commitment or marriage would need a refund." No, he doesn't get his money back. He chose to spend it. No one forced him. Buttercream Bounce says, "Don't refund him. Blackmailers won't ask for one payment, and you'll have to put up with more shit. If he pitches a fit, play it off like he's only saying you're queer because you rejected him, and he has such an inflated ego he assumes that you can't like any guy now. He's going to do a good job of looking like a pathetic asshole if he brings this up and goes around huffing and puffing about how he wants compensation for every date. Dudes that try this tactic are clowned on far and wide. Let him be Boo Boo the Fool and point out his squeaky rubber nose and face paint when people think he might be right about your sexuality. He's full of shit if he actually tries to drag you to small claims. Don't ignore it. Just in case, he could get a default judgment, but you can go with proof of his 'let me invite you on a date' text and then watch the judge politely ream him a new one. However, 99.99999% of the time, it's just trying to scare you into dating him again and punish you with fear for daring to leave. So in conclusion, fuck this guy. He says it was his decision to pay, you have no obligation towards him. And the final comment from Inside Green Walls, who says you are not for sale. He cannot get a refund. It doesn't work that way. Would he be asking for this if you had broke up with him for any other reason? Probably not, I'm guessing. So him asking you this is implying you intentionally scammed him in some way. And if I were you, I'd take serious offense to that. All he'd get from me is a big fuck you. And OP did reply to that one, which says, "That's literally what I've been thinking. We've argued in the past and he never asked for any money. So I do feel like it's the sexuality thing. I tried explaining to him how hard it is to figure out your sexuality, but I guess it must have stung him pretty bad." So now we're going to move on to the update to find out what happened next. So the update says, "It's gotten worse. This is partially to rant, but also I really don't know what to do. I told him to leave me alone and I wouldn't pay anything. It did end up with exchanges of profanity and him resulting in baseless name calling. The guy really throws stones at glass houses by insulting me in every way and getting triggered if I do the same. His last message was to tell me he was glad my mother had died so that she didn't have to see how horrible I turned out. Not exactly bothered by that, but I let him have the final say and I thought that was that. Weeks later, I get a call from my landlord today that someone's put in a complaint about my pet snakes. Pets is against the agreement, so yes, I know I'm in the wrong, but I'm moving at the end of June, so I thought I'd be able to house them temporarily there, and my housemates are all fine with them. I'm 100% certain it wasn't any of my housemates, as they have no issue with them. We are all friends, and they've known since January, so the timing would be odd. There's a lot of evidence pointing to him, but it's too much to list. He basically called in to complain that I'm keeping illegal snakes in my room. So now I have to surrender them because I have nowhere to place them, and he knows that this was the one place to hit me. I haven't spoken with him in weeks. I don't see him. I didn't even do anything wrong to him in the first place, and now it's clear he wants to hurt me no matter what. I don't know how to get rid of him. He's literally trying his best to torment me. I could easily retaliate and start interfering with his life, but I've got a gut feeling it will get violent because he's such an angry person. I really don't know what to do and what to expect next from him. I live in the UK and any form of restraining orders require going to court and charges, so I don't think that's an option." And there were some responses from OP to comment. So someone said, "Block the motherfucker on all media," to which OP replies saying, "I have. I'm guessing he's made fake accounts to see what I post. And I've only mentioned the situation once, which was coincidentally a few days ago. It was a TikTok along the lines of, 'How are you sending hate messages first thing in the morning?' Thought it was just a funny post that he wouldn't see, but he's definitely got a fake account." There was a reply to that one which said, "You know, secure all your accounts so only friends can see them," and then said, "You dodged a bullet here," to which Opie replied saying, "Yes, 100%. It's even more strange considering his behavior, when it wasn't even a relationship or long period of time that he could be so hurt or jaded over. I was just some girl he was seeing for a few months. The level of hostility doesn't justify the situation at all. And then others just saying, you know, you should be reporting this behavior. It's stalkerish behavior and it should be reported if you have the text, if you have the evidence of what you have, and take that with you. But that has got to be a scary, scary situation to be in for OP. You know, originally come into this one, I thought it was a ridiculous title of someone expecting, you know, refunds for going on dates with someone. And then it turns into this. It turns into such a dark place. And I think the real worrying thing for me is this person sat somewhere, you know, and they've not forgotten about OP. Time's moved on, but they haven't. They're still thinking about OP and trying to get involved in their lives and damage their lives in other ways. And the absolute toxic message to OP, which he said is his last message, was to tell me he was glad my mother had died so she didn't have to see how horrible I turned out. And whilst OP wasn't bothered, it just shows the mindset of this person, that they're willing to go that far with them, to be that negative towards them, try to really hurt them. And I just find that incredibly scary for OP, and I really do hope they're safe and are hopefully able to push that person out of their lives for good. I really hope so. But anyway, what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And our next story comes from Joey Mouyer, who says, "Roommate is unhinged and jealous of my relationship." And it does come with an update. Hello, I, 21 male, live with my girlfriend and two other roommates in a house. My roommate Jeff, 21 male, was in a relationship with a girl for 2.5 years. She broke up with him over the phone without warning a couple of months ago. He was emotionally devastated, and I consoled him and hung out with him as much as I could during this time. I tried to tell him to get help, as I could only do so much. This all came to a head recently. He started showing signs of jealousy and began lashing out at my girlfriend and I. He would get worked up over very small things and started drinking daily. He developed almost a hatred for my girlfriend and doesn't even acknowledge her. He would start drinking in the early afternoon and be 5 to 6 beers in before the sunset. I assumed he did this to numb his pain, but his behavior has become worse. He insists on partying and going to the club almost every day and is very aggressive if I say no, especially when it comes to drinking. The other night he waited until my girlfriend left the room and proceeded to tell me I was whipped and that she wears the pants. I was incredibly pissed and defended myself, but I wasn't petty and mentioned his ex or his problems. He would brush off everything I said. Last night we had the neighbors over and played a drinking game. He then proceeded to talk down on our relationship and our sex life in front of the neighbors, and it got quiet. I defended myself, but I was seeing red, and it took everything in my soul to not beat his ass right there. I'm tired of feeling all of this disrespect, and my girlfriend isn't comfortable in our rental anymore. I was going to talk to him tonight and call him about everything. I need advice about where he is mentally and how he will react, and whether this is something he can actually change. I definitely will be putting him on ice for a week or two, as this was my breaking point, and I didn't think it would go this far. Any advice is appreciated. Now, to me, whilst there could be, you know, a multitude of reasons why he's doing this, it does feel like jealousy to me, you know, that his relationship broke up and now he's seeing you in front of him and he's just projecting all that hatred about what happened onto you guys. And clearly he's got some problems going on. And whilst I wouldn't wish any of this on anyone, it is a him problem that he needs to solve. And as you said in your first paragraph, when he was emotionally devastated, you tried to console him and hang out with him as much as you could. And there's only so much you can do without someone helping themselves as well. And I don't mean that in a horrible way, because he's obviously gone through an absolute time himself, but you can't push this onto other people. And then some other Redditors gave some of their advice, and then we have an update afterwards. So Pixie on Acid says he's absolutely jealous of you and your relationship and deeply unhappy with himself. But that's a him problem to manage, not yours. If I were you, I would currently chalk this friendship up to being over for now and either just remain cordial or just stop talking to him at all unless absolutely necessary. Also, I know you said you can't move out for a year, but it might be worth looking into what it would take to break your lease slash what the rules are for subletting so you can get out of that situation. Okay Tangerine says, he doesn't hate you so much, he hates himself so much. He's taken his own hurt and insecurities out on you, because you have what he lost. Alcohol and substance abuse issues can greatly change people. I think unfortunately it's worth taking a step back to keep you and your girlfriend both emotionally and physically safe and healthy. If possible, look for a new living arrangement. You could always speak to your landlord and see if you can work something out or find someone to take over your portion of the lease. Maybe with time and space, and if he addresses his own issues, you can mend the friendship. Losing a friendship can be hard as a breakup, but sometimes it's for the best. And one more from Vortex Ariel, who says there's a bunch of possible explanations, but the broadest and most likely is he's all fucked up and he's being a fucking jerk. Dude is clearly developing a problematic relationship with alcohol. He's clearly depressed or suffering from depressive episodes. He seems to be behaving in a highly irrational manner, with no history of similar behavior. At your age, even the most mature and well-adjusted people will still have serious room to improve on their emotional intelligence. Your buddy is probably somewhere in the bottom quartile here. He's all fucked up and doesn't know what to do. He's mad and sad at himself all at the same time. And then he's also probably mad and sad that he's mad and sad in the first place. He's drinking because he hates himself and doesn't want to feel anything. At first he was a total asshole, and now he's just being a general low-grade jackass. Those things are his fault, and you're right to be hurt and angry. You are right to hold him accountable. You're the emotionally mature and stable one, so if you want to preserve the friendship, you'll have to do more of the emotional labor. It's up to you whether it's worth it. I see a 21-year-old kid in serious pain lashing out with a bunch of emotional growth to do. I'm worried about him. You clearly are too. You're not obliged to fix his shit, not in the least, but it doesn't make you a sucker to try. It doesn't sound like he's done anything that can't be fixed with a sincere apology, a commitment to change, but whatever you do, it sounds like it won't be easy. It might fail completely. He might need to spiral and hit rock bottom. Who knows? But I think you should try. Only if you value the friendship enough to be willing to take a lot more shit. Is the juice worth the squeeze? Nobody can answer but you. Tough choices, man, and good luck. Now we're going to move on to the update to find out what happened there. So the update said, I ended up confronting my roommate about his behavior. I told him about how bad his behavior was and how much it hurt me and our friendship. He seemed to understand how much he did and called me the bigger person for coming to him about it. He said he would work on himself and that he hopes our friendship could get to the same place it was at. He told me he was going to leave the house for a bit and see his family and get some help. This did not happen. He proceeded to isolate himself in his room for a few weeks and stopped drinking for a bit. I gave him his space and we were cordial when we would see each other. Around a month after, his behavior changed again. He started drinking only on the weekends again, but he started to show resentment towards my girlfriend and I again. He hasn't been outright saying anything or telling me things to my face like he was before, but he might as well be. He now stays in his room all of the time, and when he comes out to get something to eat or leave, he does not engage in conversation unless I do. When I do start a conversation, he is very short and just seems like he wants to get it over with. He has walked into rooms I was in and refuses to look at me. Like, he will physically look at the wall as he walks past me rather than look at me. He seems to have a blank face when I see him, but yet he hangs out with my other roommate occasionally but never invites me. I understand my girlfriend and I are the couple in the house, but he's just forgotten about this friendship. I gave up trying since I felt none of my energy I gave to him was ever reciprocated. My question is, should I just give up on this friendship? Why does he hate me so much? I already confronted him once and I won't do it again, but him having a problem with me and not saying anything is so annoying. He's just passive aggressive or doesn't want to engage. Other Redditors said he wouldn't change and I should move out. Sadly, they were right, but I can't move out as I signed a year lease. Anyone have a similar experiences that I can hear about? And after that update, it just made me feel like, you know, that I don't want to play. I'm trying not to play down what he may be going through, because he might be going for an absolute time still. So don't get me wrong, but it almost just felt like, you know, he's totally checked out the friendship now since he was confronted about it. He's probably been embarrassed and all this kind of thing, and he just doesn't want anything to do with you. And I think if I was in OP situation, that would be, you know, fine by me. As long as we can live cordially without arguing, we just got to walk past each other in the house or whatever, I think that'd be absolutely fine. I wouldn't be stressing about the way he's feeling, the way that, you know, he avoids contact, eye contact with you, the way that he hangs around with someone else. In some other ways, that's a bit of a relief to me that he has got an other friendship, that, you know, he may be hanging around with someone else. That's absolutely fine with me, especially with what was going on previously with a resentment towards you and girlfriend. But now I turn this one to you guys. How would you deal with that situation if you was OP? How would you deal with it? Would you confront this head on? How would you feel about that update? Would you confront it again? Would you just leave it as is? Would you maybe try and do what some of the comments were saying and, you know, try and break the lease somehow or get someone to take your place or whatever that was? I've never been in that position before, so. But as always, I would love to hear your thoughts. Once again, guys, thank you so much for being here today. It's always super appreciated that you're taking the time out of your day to be here. That's absolutely incredible. Thank you so, so much. If you do have an extra moment, if you would consider hitting that like button as well, maybe subscribing if you are new to the channel. And at the very end of the video, there could be a couple of playlists there for you to click on, so I just scroll through all the videos for you. When we get to this point, you guys usually tell me about what you're up to whilst you've been listening today. And as always, I would love to hear it. Pictures included if you can add me on Twitter at MarkNarrations and send them me there. Always love to see them. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs. Eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.